Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. How are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, how you doing on this January 1st, man, 2021?
Man, I'm doing marvelous, man. I'm ready for what comes. I feel like and believe that I have grace to embrace, you know, what's ahead. It's a huge, not only college football weekend for us, but it's also a huge playoff weekend for a lot of people and a lot of teams in this NFL, man. So I'm grateful that the Rams are included in this time right now. We're not waiting to play to get into the playoffs. It's the playoffs right now, Doc. This is what it is right now. So we need to be in that mentality right now.
All praises to the Most High. And this is a huge week for football. As Isaac said, we got the big college football bowl games. January 1st, not the same as far as college bowl games like they used to be when I was growing up, man. That's when you got your bowl games. But now you got people in bowl games, man, winning 3 and 4 games. Absolutely horrible. But on the NFL side, a lot of teams, man, got a lot on the line this weekend, including our Los Angeles Rams. It has come down to this, Isaac. We got the Arizona Cardinals this week, man, this Sunday, man. And it comes down to this, bro. We win the game, we're in the playoffs. Or if the Packers beat the Bears, we're in the playoffs. Now, not the scenario we wanted, you know what I'm saying? But we're still in control because if we win, we go ahead on and move on to the postseason. But winning going to be kind of tough, bro. Found out, you know, Jared Goff did break his thumb. He had surgery. He's out. Leading pass. Darrell Henderson on IR. Hurt his ankle. Leading rusher. He's out. Cooper Kupp tested positive for COVID. Leading receiver. He's out. Michael Brockers on the COVID list. He may be out. Don't know. So we might be without him. Cam Akers, another starter, really. He may or may not play with that ankle. Still no Michael Kaiser. Still no Andrew Whitworth. So looking at now, we haven't had Michael Kaiser and Andrew Whitworth for a while now. But, bro, with everything on the line, man, we may possibly be without 7 starters with a huge game on the horizon. Tough situation, man. But we still should get it. But it's a tough situation, Isaac.
You know what? The devil is in the details, man. You know, I'm of that group that calls things which be not as though they were. So I'm a bottom line person, Doc. And we've always had that mentality of next man up. I'm sure that's what Coach McVay is preaching. The players have that instilled on the inside of them. So they're probably preaching the same thing. And where some people may see trouble ahead, others should be looking at it as opportunity. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are on this roster have been waiting for their moment. In the sun, so to speak. So, you know, we'll probably promote some practice squad players. They'll get their opportunity to play, you know, and we're seeing a quarterback getting his opportunity. I'm sure we're going to talk about that. But, you know, this is something that's happening around the entire league. Everybody has been affected by what's been happening as far as the pandemic, as far as guys being injured. As football is still a collision sport. You have to go out and do your job as a professional. Thousands of guys would be lining up to have this opportunity to play professional football, and these guys who are actually going to be on the field on Sunday, they have that opportunity. So we just look at it. That's my perspective from this situation, to just being next man up, be ready to play, do your job, and let's go win a football game, man. We got one game to be in that special group that has an opportunity to win a championship. You can't win a championship unless you're in the playoffs. So let's have that mindset. Let's go to work, and let's go make it happen.
Now, the person you are going to get their time to play in the sun, man, is John Wolford. He's going to start at quarterback this week, man. And to correctly pronounce his name, because he says people hadn't been pronouncing his name correctly, even Sean McVay and his teammates. He said it's Wolford, not Wolford. Wolford, yeah,
Wolford. There's an L in there.
Yes, yeah, an L-E. It's a hard L-E, Wolford. Playing his first NFL game, man, and we got to turn to him, man. I think everybody knows, man, who's been following the Rams. Now I know, hell, because I didn't even really look him up until this week because I hadn't really, you know, really had paid attention who the backup quarterback is. But he's going to be making his NFL debut, man, with so much on the line, man. Week 17 like this, man, we got to win and go to the playoffs or the Bears lose. We end the playoffs. But anyway, man, undrafted in 2018, man. Played in the AAF. Threw for 14 touchdowns, man, when he was playing for the Arizona Hotshots. So he's coming in because the golf is hurt. Kind of sounds like another similar story, man. Trent Green getting hurt, man. Kurt Warner, nobody know anything about him. He playing Arena League. He came in and just blew everything up. And we know the kind of career Kurt Warner had and how that turned out for the Rams now. So if there's anything to feel good about and feel positive about is that the Rams have seen this situation before. Starting quarterback gets hurt, you know, untested guy steps up. Do you kind of relate this to, you know, what you all went through that year, man? Trent Green got hurt. Then, Kurt Warner had to step up, bro.
We will rally around John Walford. I mean, some of the famous words spoken by the great Dick Vermeil, names have been changed to protect the innocent, but it's similar, Doc, but you know, we love stories like this. I mean, it's the quote unquote American story because you have a guy, he's not inexperienced as far as professional football is concerned because he did play in the AFF or the AAF for a season, has some success in that league. But his story is being written right before our eyes. I mean, John Walford, here's a guy who played at Wake Forest. And by the time he was a junior, you know, he had already had a job on the table at Wall Street. He had that lined up. So you have to start asking yourself, what kind of person is this guy? And you know, quite often we as Americans, we sometimes, you know, we claim to, you know, be faith people. We claim to walk by faith. We claim to believe by faith in everything that we do by faith. But then we turn around and go get the most secure job with benefits, you know, to work 30 years and then quit and then go and retire. I mean, how much faith does that take? It doesn't take that much. You know, but when you see a guy like John Walford, you know, he commits to playing football. He commits to coming back to Wake Forest, having a senior year, start to shine a senior year. And then he gets an opportunity with the Jets. He gets signed by the Jets. So this guy is committed to being great at a particular sport, which is the game that we love, football. So you got to honor that, Doc. So you can just see his maturation starting to happen right before our eyes. He goes from, you know, the Jets to another team, and then he plays in the AFF as a second round pick. And as a second round pick, he beats out the first round pick, Doc, for that team. So you can just see this growth in this guy. And he's been around a lot of great coaches. Adam Gase, he's been around Doug Peterson, and he's been around Rick Neuheisel. He was a former quarterback at UCLA. He played with the great Flipper Anderson at UCLA, throwing bombs at him. And one of the quotes that Rick Neuheisel said about John Walford is that he sees the game in slow motion. And Doc, that's where you want to be as an athlete, man. You want everything to slow down around you so that you can pick and choose where you're going to throw the football. I remember one time, you know, when Henry Ellett was our coach and Torrey Holt had become the MVP of our team that year. And, you know, it was a quote between Torrey and Henry where Torrey comes to the sideline and says, you know what? Everything is starting to slow down for me right now. So when an athlete gets in that perspective or in that mindset of the game that he's playing and stuff is not chaotic to him anymore, it's time for that guy to shine. So if Walford is seeing the game in slow motion, he has great arm strength given and a great accuracy. Those are some of the same qualities that guys like a Russell Wilson has, man. And I don't know who the guy is that he may claim to be his mentor, but that's the way those guys are seeing the game. So that's special to have a guy. And he's also mobile. So opportunity presents itself, especially when you're prepared for it, Doc. This is his opportunity. So we'll see what happened on Sunday, man.
I hear you, man. Them some great words to, you know, have Rams fans feeling pretty optimistic. Looking forward to Walford taking the field and some high praise from Rick Neuheisel, saying he sees the game is in slow motion for him. And he is, you know, watching him, you know, what we can see when the Rams tweeted out the little video of, you know, him playing well in the scrimmage You know, I'm just saying, Cascade. I mean, you know, you know, it's the scrimmage, man. It was preseason. It was, you know, against one another. So, you know, but I'm all about being positive.
It was pro players on.
It was professional players.
Now
you are correct.
Hungry guys looking for jobs.
So. I get it. I'm not discounting the guy because I don't know what to expect. I can't say anything bad about him because I can't, you know, haven't seen him play based off what everybody's saying, especially, you know, the Rams defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley, because they have to see Wolford every week. He plays scout team quarterback and they're singing his praises. You know, his teammates are singing his praises. Defensive players are singing his praises. But, hell, that's what they're supposed to do. I mean, they ain't going to come out and trash the dude. They ain't going to – if he's some garbage, they ain't going to come out and say he garbage because they got to make him, you know, feel confident. But we got to roll with him, man, and I wish him all the luck, man. But, you know, he's going to he's gonna be missing, like I said, missing the top receiver in Cooper Kupp, missing several key offensive players, man. If we don't, you know, we're not gonna have Darrell Henderson. You know, we may have Cam Akers, so he can't even really, you know, just depend on the run game if he has to. If he has to, because you know we have Malcolm Brown, but I think we got Xavier Jones. That's pretty much it. If Cam can't play, so we may need John Wolford to make some plays, and he may make some plays. And the good thing about it, Isaac, is that Arizona doesn't have any tape on him either, man, and. They got a lot of pressure on them because they want to still go to the playoffs. But in order for them to go to the playoffs, they got to win on Sunday. So, you know, you're going to get their best effort. And Kyler Murray has a leg injury, and they talked about him may not play, that he may not play, but looks like he will play. So it's a huge game, man. And we got to roll with the, you know, the angles. No, he's not a rookie quarterback, but we got to roll with the young fella. If he was in that locker room, what you say to him? You're a starting receiver. What you got to say to the quarterback, man, going into a game like this?
Well, it's all about reminding the guy. I mean, you know, you do as a pilot, you know, you do your pre-flight checks before you actually take off. So you already know that he's in the 1%. I mean, he's a guy that has made an NFL roster not once but twice in his career, and he's starting to move up. So hopefully his preparation for this moment has been, you know, surrounded by excellence. You know, you have an opportunity to see other guys work, other great guys work. Because you're a quarterback doesn't mean you don't have to peek over and see Aaron Donald prepare, Jalen Ramsey prepare. You see these guys prepare for their jobs and they go out and do it at a very high level. So that, like I always say, Doc, it becomes contagious. So you just remind John Wolford, you're here for a reason, man. You beat out a lot of people to be here. There's going to be a lot of people on the edge of their seat, including Jared Goff, because, you know, like I said, there's only 32 of these jobs in the entire NFL. And once you get an opportunity to show what you can do, hey, people are going to be sitting on the edge of their seats, man. Jared Goff being one of them. You know, we see what's happening in Philadelphia right now. You think Carson Wentz hasn't sat back and said, okay, it may be over here. So this is an opportunity for John to take advantage for and being a part of his dream coming true. The great Pat Riley once said, man, you have to be an active participant in your own rescue. So this is his part of the deal. So just believe on who you are as far as football player is concerned and talk yourself through it. There's going to be some up moments. There are going to be some down moments, but persevere through it. And I'm sure his teammates are going to be there to help with that situation, man. You know, we know about the running game, but we know about great running backs, but it's always a great offensive line that can make that running game move, give us 4 yards, 5 yards of carry. So it'll be up to the offensive line to get that running game going and also to protect this guy when we have to throw the football.
Well, the offensive line got to play better than they played on last Sunday against the Seahawks, and I think they will. And I got to let the people in on a little secret, man. You know, I'm not saying Goff is like this. What's up? What, bro?
The O-line played good last week, Doc. Come on, man. We were moving things. I mean, we had issues at the quarterback spot, but the offensive line, I mean, we were running the ball. We were protecting. We had time to throw.
They lost some key battles, man. That's some key times. That's all I'm saying. Overall, man, we averaged 4 yards a carry. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Jared Goff was a little shaky. You know what I'm saying? So, but I got you. But I want to say this with the people. Now, I'm not saying Jared Goff is like this, but I've been on teams where you have teammates – they get hurt. Backup steps up. That person who started They quietly, secretly hate, man. They quietly, secretly don't want the person who's replaced them to play a good game at all. They want the team to win, but they're hoping their replacement plays like trash because they don't want to lose their job. Now, that's why Isaac said, you know, I think that's why you said, you know, Goff is going to be sitting on his seat a little bit because he want to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You know, because Cass can, you know, get replaced in situations like this. Now, I'm not saying Goff is, you know, don't want Wolford to play well, because I'm pretty sure he does, because he wants the team to win. But at the same time, man, you be worried about your position and worried about your job. But we shall see, man. And the Rams, they did go out and sign Blake Bortles, which, you know, it's not surprising. He was on somebody's practice squad, Denver's. He was on Denver's practice squad, and he served as Goff's backup last season. So it's good to have somebody like Blake come in and who knows the offense in case we have to go to him. But I hope we don't have to go to him, because there's a reason why we didn't go to him in this season. We let his ass go. So, but it's good to have him as a backup, but I hope we don't have to see him on Sunday, Isaac, because if we got to see Blake, things then went to hell, bro.
Well, you know, just commenting on the first half of your statement, you know, it's human nature. You know, human nature creeps in, that sin principle that's in everyone. It creeps up at times, but, you know, it's up to us. It's up to us as professionals to push that thing aside, because it's a lot of things that's bigger than we are as players, individual players. Team success is a lot bigger than individual success. And there's another opportunity for Jared Goff to prove that. I mean, we see it all over the league. These guys can prove that team success is a lot important than just individual success. If you have team success, your individual accolades, they come running you down, man. So, you know, that's another opportunity for Jared Goff to prove that. And you know, I'm with you. Hopefully we don't have to see Blake Bortles. He's only been there a couple of days, you know, 4 or 5 days this week. And, you know, he was on the practice squad. He wasn't on the active roster in Denver. So that's saying a lot. You know, I think we have another young quarterback, Perkins out of Virginia, who I watched play a couple of times last year in the ACC. He's a mobile guy. He's one of those guys that, you know, the defense has to give a special attention to as far as, it, you know, in that prototype, like a Lamar Jackson. And I'm not sure how he could throw the ball on this level, but, you know, I'd rather see him if it really came down to it than a Blake Bortles. But let's hopefully, you know, believe and pray that Mr. John Wolford can get the job done and stay out of harm's way this game.
You're not going to be the only one that's praying. All Rams fans are going to be praying. Hopefully John Wolford can come in here and straight ball out, man. We shall see, man. And I'm just looking forward to it. Now, the last time we played them, you know, we won 38-28. Really, the last seven times, we're on a seven-game winning streak against them, man. Sean McVay has never lost to the Arizona Cardinals since taking over. So we do have their number. We do know what to expect. We have dominated them. And the last time, you know, and that was a healthy Kyler Murray. We sacked him a couple of times, man, held him to 173 passing yards. So the one thing about it is the offense a little banged up. But that defense, even though we might, you know, we might be without Michael Brockers, we've been without Michael Kaiser. But the thing about it, that defense pretty much still intact, man. And you still got Aaron Donald, still got Jalen Ramsey, who played well against the Cardinals the last time. So if we've ever counted on the defense to win a ball game for us going into the ball game, like, y'all probably going to have to get it done. This is the Sunday we're looking at the defense like, look, man, y'all going to have to get it done. And I expect them to come out and play, you know, one of their best games of the season, give us a great performance, because they do have some hard hitters. They do have some dogs on that side. And I think they will step up to the challenge, because they know the offense is hurting, struggling, and they got to get it done this Sunday, bro.
Hey, a lot of leadership on that defensive side of the football. So, you know, as a fan, I hope that we can score 10 points. You know, I hope the defense can be responsible for 10 points, either pick six or a huge sack, strip, fumble, something down in their red zone, and be responsible for those points. But, you know, some kind of way we got to galvanize the guys together and just make sure that, you know, we come out and play another level of football as far as the defense is concerned that we've been playing. So it's a huge game. Kyler Murray may be slow just a little bit, which may work to our favor. We can probably keep him in the pocket and surround him and just don't let him break contain. And make sure that we corral this guy and tackle him like we did in I forget what week it was, but week 13 when we played these guys. So, you know, that's going to be the plan. I mean, we do a good job versus this style quarterback. And we need a big one this week, Doc. It's been seven in a row versus the Cardinals. And let's just hopefully believe that this isn't the week that they pick up that win. But we're looking for a great effort, all around effort by our defense. And hopefully this offense can do what we need to do. Give this defense a break when they need a break, put some points on the board, and give us a good start, man. I'm looking forward to it, Doc. It's playoff football in week 17 all around the NFL, man. And it's no difference in the NFC West.
Well, I'm really looking forward to Kyler Murray playing. I'm glad he's playing because we have a game plan to stop him. We know how to beat him. We know how to contain him. We know how to hold him to, being an average type of player, even though we know he's a Pro Bowl type player because he's been voted to the Pro Bowl. But the Rams also, man, we could use some help from the special teams. Punt return, kick return game. And, it's kind of hard to get kickoff returns now. People don't really kick off returns. But you know who can help us? I ain't going to even lie. Johnny Hecker, he can help us, man. He can help us because he can flip the field. He can flip the field. If we have offensive series that we don't get anything going and let's say we get stopped on the 30 or 40 of our own, man, he can flip the field and put the Cardinals deep, in their own territory. So being able to have Johnny Hecker, man, playing punter, it's huge. And we might, need him. Well, we're going to need that big leg. Hopefully we don't. We're going to need that big leg and his precision punting on Sunday. And you know what? But looking at the numbers, though, too, man, I was looking at Johnny Hecker's passing yards, bro. His passing numbers not too bad in his career, man. Like 13, 27, I think got a touchdown. He got more yards passing than John Wolford. And then another thing about Wolford, man, we can count on this, man. Vance Joseph, he gonna give him some looks now. He gonna blitz him. He gonna give him some stunts. He gonna give him some defensive audibles at the line of scrimmage. He gonna change some coverage on him. He gonna try to confuse him. So Wolford, if he was the finance guy, that's one thing about it. We know he's cerebral. He's smart, so we can't think. So he gotta be ready for this pressure, man. He gotta be ready for these different looks because they gonna give it to him.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, without a doubt, man, Johnny Hecker has showed up week in, week out as far as punting the football is concerned. So, that's probably the least of my worries. But, if we're looking at special teams, man, our punt return team, man, we really have to step it up. And that's especially from a punt returning standpoint. The young fella, 14, he's been out there. He's been doing the best he can. Dog, he has to protect the football, man. He has to hold on to the football. Man. Because he's giving it up. He's been prone to give it up. Cooper Kupp cannot relieve him this weekend. He's not playing. So he has to protect the football, and he owes us a couple. So this would be a great game for him to step up, put the ball in the end zone. It's a unit effort, but at the same time, make somebody miss, protect that football, and let's score some points via our punt return team, man. It's got to be this week, man. This is it.
And he has to understand that's why he's on the team, man. You're on the team to make some plays in the punt return game, not receiver, because you're not getting any runs. So hopefully he can get some things going. Hopefully this special teams can. Hopefully we can get some points on the defensive
call,
side.
Call his name, Doc. Call his name, man. What's his name?
Webster. Is it Webster? Webster? Yeah, Webster, come on, man. Nasimba. Nasimba Webster, if
come
I'm
on,
correct.
Nasimba. Come on,
yeah.
Man. Come
yeah,
on, man.
We need him, man. Huh? Hold on. Let me see.
I think it's Webster. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Man. But these names, Simba. Man, I'll be wanting to make sure I pronounce them correctly, man. Simba. That's what I know. It's Webster. I know it's correct. I just want to make sure I pronounce it correctly because I don't pronounce his name too much. Nasimba.
He get in that end zone this week. We gonna pronounce his name correctly.
Hey, look, if he get in the end zone this week, man, he going to go from being Simba to Mufasa. You're going to go from being the Simba to Mufasa, man. But we need you, man. We need you to do some things. We need, we just need everybody to do some things, man. And hopefully this is one of those Sundays. And big Sunday, man. I just, yeah, we talk about the mental toughness of the Rams, man. They had showed it the last couple of weeks. But this going to show us something, bro. This is when it's really, you like, okay, I got to look in the mirror, man. This is when I make my loop. Damn everything I did in the previous 15 games. This is when I make my loop right now with not everything on the line, but, hey, a half of everything on the line, man, because you got to get a dub, bro. Postseason is looking at you.
It's definitely on the line. So this is when guys really can submit, their greatness. Where you can garner that next contract is in the playoffs, man. I used to tell Frank Gore, I didn't know anything about you until you got to the playoffs, man. You know, when you finally got in the playoffs and start making some noise, bam, okay, I know you Frank Gore now. But this, you know, I joke with him like that. But at the same time, you can really cement who you are. Guys like Webster, we mentioned him as far as in the punt return game. Guys like Van Jefferson. This is the perfect opportunity with Cooper Kupp not being in the lineup. You've been itching to get in there. I'm sure you're making those long distance phone calls to your dad over in New York about getting more playing time and more opportunity. This is it right here. So that preparation not only goes for John Walford, but it also goes for Van Jefferson, a second round pick out of the University of Florida, to step up and show everyone who you are as a football player. Perfect opportunity for you, man. Take advantage.
I think John Walford's, I think his biggest targets though, man, his biggest friends this Sunday is going to be Higbee and Everett, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because Every time you got a new quarterback coming in, man, those tight ends always help you out. They always help you out, bro, because they always running short, you know, in routes, out routes, hooks. You know what I'm saying? They always somewhere quickly where you need them to be because you're not giving them post routes and 15 yards down the field. And Rams don't throw the ball down the field anyway. So I think Hickman and ever going to be what, bro? They don't throw the ball down the field, man.
You know, personnel can change some of your play calls, dog. I mean, come on.
Facts.
You don't do that because maybe you can't. I mean, you know, we'll see. This will tell us a lot about our quarterback position this game Sunday.
But you're right. And my whole thing is that, see, McVay has to make a choice too, man. You got your first-time quarterback. Hey, he knows the playbook, but do you throw the whole game plan and playbook out there? What can we? We don't know what we're going to get from Walford. You know what I'm saying? Is he limited in the plays he called? Or you like, okay, if I'm McVay, man, I just go ahead on. Let's get it. Go on, let him play. Call your plays, man, because just say we don't win. You know, so it's a good chance the Packers going to beat the Bears, man, because the Packers want to win to get, you know, home field advantage. True. So go ahead on, man. Let's go see what we got. See what he can do, because it's more than just getting past this week now, because the Rams just didn't have a goal of just making it to the playoffs this year. They had Super Bowl aspirations. I don't want to say it's out the door because it's not, because we still have, you know, one of the best defenses in the NFL. So you can always make a run. Once you get to the playoffs, but I want to see McVay, man, call some plays, man, take some shots, man. But at the same time, I think Walford is looking at Higbee and Avery like, look, bro, I'm going to need y'all, man. I'm going to need y'all. They like, we got you.
Absolutely. There is a scenario if the Rams don't pull it off this week, just like you mentioned, we can still make the playoffs if with some help. So that this is a perfect opportunity to see what you have in Walford. I mean, let's see. You know, can he throw the ball outside the numbers? I mean, you know, like you mentioned, the safer spots for him is in between the hashes. But at the same time, when you start to push the ball outside the numbers or push the ball down the field, you can see what you have in the quarterback. I'll make some predictions to say that we throw the ball down the field this game. We throw the ball outside the numbers this game. And not only that, I think Walford can extend plays a little better than what we have been seeing in the last couple of weeks. So I'm excited to see that. He's a guy that rushed, 16 times or 36 times in the AAF for about 160 yards. So that means he's a little bit more mobile than our starter, Jared Goff. So I'm sure Coach McVay is going to call plays, you know, that are conducive to his skill set and just let the man play free. Let him play free.
And Walford is. I mean, Walford pretty much said that he's faster than Goff and, you know, he's more athletic than Goff. And, you know, that's not being cocky. That's being truthful. You know
what I'm
saying?
That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, you know, I know a dude that, you know, he's been buried in the ground since 1985, man. He's more athletic than Goff, too. So it ain't really saying much. You know what I'm saying? You know? But, hey, this is what I do like, though, because and you making that point made me think about it again. The thing about it, he is mobile. So when we run the play action and we do the boots that Goff used to do, Walford running them same plays, and he could just be like, you know what, I'm going to hold this thing and run for 15 to 20 yards. With Goff, if he does run it, he probably going to give us 3 or 4 yards before somebody comes smack him in his face. Or a lot of times he just don't run it anyway and make ill-advised passes. Now, I'm not talking bad about Goff because, you know, he has the potential and, you know, but the fact of the matter, he's out. So next man up, man, and this is how it goes, man. Once you get hurt, cats don't forget about you, but you don't be on the tip of their tongue. But that's the thing I am looking forward to seeing if Wofford can do, because he is more athletic and he is faster. So when you do come out of them naked boots like Goff was doing, Wofford, he can easily be a threat to make a big play for us, man. So if what everybody is saying is correct about Wofford, they have all this confidence in him, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do as well, man. And that's one aspect of the offense that I think he can shine in.
Well, the name of the game this week, as far as from an offensive standpoint, is keep the chains moving, man. Keep the chains moving. You talk about those boots that I'm sure Coach McVay is going to be calling. It gives us that triple threat. I mean, from the run to the short dump off and let the receiver get yards, or let Wofford go ahead and pick up 8 or 9 yards, but just keep the chains moving. So it's going to be a heavy dose of the run, I think. And I think our offensive line is going to come out and do a great job, move people around so we can pick up maybe 4 or 5 yards per carry. And then we just have everything else, from an offensive standpoint in our playbook. And like I say, I believe we're going to open it up a little bit here this weekend, throw the ball down the field and throw the ball outside the numbers. So just to really see who we have in a backup quarterback this week.
Still got to run the ball, though. Still got to help him out by running the ball, man. Still got to have that run threat. I don't care. You know, we're not going to have Darryl. May not have Cam. So even if Malcolm Brown is the guy, man, is Xavier Jones, still got to run the rock, because you got to help Wofford out with everybody you have on the offensive side, man. You know, specifically, like I said, it's going to be those tight ends going to be able to come up huge. The offensive line got to protect them, man. We got to run the rock. We got to commit to running the ball, man, so we can have that kind of threat so we can get loose on some of them naked boots. But anyway, anything else you want to add, bro, before we get up out of here, man? Hopefully, man, we talking some good things on Monday.
Yeah, man. I'm going to pray for my team, man. I'm going to pray for my guys. You know, the same prayer that I pray for my people, man. May God's bounty and goodness be on you every day of this year, man. And let's go out and win this game. It's the playoffs, Doc. I mean, it's not anything. Like, I mean, you got to play like there is a tomorrow. Not there isn't a tomorrow, but there is a tomorrow after you win this football game, man. And let's bring the fight to them, man. Bring the fight to them.
Let's go. All praises to the Most High. Rams, Cardinals, everything, and we're halfway, everything on the line on this Sunday. This going to do it for another edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. We out.